You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Here's Catherine. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, hi.
Hi there.
You're all bubbly.
I am.
What the heck are you doing today? Anything fun?
I just dropped my daughter off at DIA, and now I'm going to go take care of her dog for her.
Where's she going?
Texas.
Yeehaw. Are you excited to watch the dog? Ugh.
Not really.
Yeah, I'd be with you. I'd be like, ugh, dog sitting.
Yeah, no. There's a reason we don't have a dog, but we have a grand dog, so.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It's all good. You're helping her out. That's nice of you. My parents watched our dog when we went on our 10-day vacation, so.
Yeah.
That's what parents do, right?
Yes, we do. Yeah. We do.
What kind of dog is it?
Bernese Mountain Dog. He's beautiful.
How much do those cost?
I don't want to know.
Sounds big.
Big. 75 pounds.
Okay, so big turds.
Giant poops in the yard, man. Too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I looked it up. Yeah. Those dogs are huge.
They're huge. Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, how long are you going to get stuck with this job?
I think forever. I think she flies back on Tuesday. So a week.
She paying you?
A week.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
No?
She going to do anything for you?
One would hope, but that's just not how it always works out. But
So you would like a little gift card or something. I gave my parents a gift card for watching the dog.
That would be nice. I'm going to cut her some slack because her husband's deployed right now.
Fair enough.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, when you play that card,
what can you say to that?
You played the deployment card.
Yeah,
you
can't say anything.
I know.
Well, thank him for his service from us. All right.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's why we are hard.
Now I want you to watch the dog longer.
No.
All right.
No.
You want to play some rattle off with your boys?
Yes, I do.
All right. You have but a mere 10 seconds, Catherine. 10 seconds. Give us 5 different animals that you generally find in trees. 5 different animals you generally find in trees. Ready? And go.
Monkeys, koala bears, birds. Oh my gosh, in trees. Oh, a raccoon, sometimes a bear.
Oh, I think you got 5.
I think I did.
Those were 5,
yeah.
And I'm not trying to be ignorant or naive here, but are raccoons tree dwellers?
Oh,
I always
see
them on the ground.
Raccoons are in trees.
Are they?
And sewers.
Again, I don't want to be stupid.
I live out in the forest.
Oh, yeah, there's a 1,000 pictures of them in trees.
Yes,
here we go. Do raccoons live in trees? Yes, tree hollows are actually some of raccoons' favorite denning sites.
Yes! Yes!
Catherine sounds like she's having the big O.
Woo! Yeah.
I wish. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you do have your boys in the morning. You're a winner!
Good for you. Awesome. Thank you.
Well, it really is awesome. I'm sorry that I was stupid about the raccoons. I'm just used to seeing them walking around on the ground.
Okay. Well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, we live out in Franktown, so I've had all those animals in my trees.
Yeah, there's just not a lot of trees out there. So
you're an expert.
Catherine, you're the champion today. If you will please stand by, Josh is going to chat with you about your prize, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, boys. I listen to you every morning.
Oh,
thank you.
Lots of love from you boys here at Mix 100. Here's Micah. Is it Micah? Am I saying that right?
It's Mika, but don't worry.
Mika! I'm probably not the first to mispronounce it. Mika, what are you doing today?
Oh, I'm off today. I just pulled up to the park. I'm going to walk around for a little bit, get some exercise, but thought I'd call in and chat with you guys.
Well, hello. Good.
Thank you for doing that. Well, you're off from what? What do you normally do?
I do marketing out in the field, so basically I give away a bunch of free stuff or promote products.
For what industry?
You know, I am an independent contractor, so.
So you could be hired by anybody just to get out there and pimp products.
Exactly, yeah. Typically working through a marketing agency, but yeah, any product.
So what kind of products have you pimped
lately?
Well, I wouldn't call it pimping product, but I've worked with Tide Cleaners. I've worked for Fabletics, Coors. I've done a lot of stuff. It's hard to. Really.
That's kind of cool. So you must be a really good people person. You might be quite charming, it sounds like.
Oh.
Well, now give me an example when you're out in the field, as you say. Let's say you've got some Tide. What are you doing?
So that particular event, we were actually partnering with Coors. So we were actually giving people a free load of laundry from Tide Cleaners.
So you just would hand them a little packet of soap, essentially?
No, actually, we took their load of laundry from them, and we took it to Tide to clean it, and then they got their laundry delivered back.
So what?
I have never heard of such a thing. Who
crazy.
Shows up with just a carload of dirty laundry?
Here's my underpants. Clean them up. They're a mess.
Really?
Yeah, really. It's kind of crazy.
So you must have promoted this in advance. Hey, show up. We're going to be somewhere. Bring us your dirty clothes. We will wash them and give them back to you.
Yes, of course. Yeah, we had some marketing going on before that.
And then the partnership with Coors is a weird one, too. I mean, were you, if you drink too much and vomit on your shirt, Tide will get it out, maybe?
That's what it sounds like.
I know. It was kind of strange. Actually, so we were at the, I can't remember what brewery it was, but it was at a brewery. So it was kind of like, hey, save some time on game day, bring your load of laundry in, Tide will clean it, and just kind of promote Tide Cleaners. I didn't even know Tide was an actual cleaner.
So is it a mobile unit that shows up with washers and dryers, or does it go to a factory somewhere?
No, it was actually the Tide van that picks up the clothes, and then they took it to the cleaners.
That is crazy. Well, I guess if you did that, that would kind of make you a customer for life, I think, with Tide. Some good brand recognition. So
now, right. Mika, you see why we ask all these questions now is because we seem to learn something new every day.
Glad I could share, yeah.
That's a neat gig you got.
Well, let me ask you something. If you're out in the field marketing your boys in the morning, what do you think you would do? What would be a good marketing campaign for your boys?
Oh, goodness. Now, see, that's the issue. I don't necessarily come up with the campaigns. I execute them. So that would be...
Okay.
You're a soldier. She's a soldier is what she's saying.
That's right.
She's out there implementing. Oh, good for you. Well, you know what? You have been absolutely delightful to chat with. Thank you for being on the show with us. We hope you have a great day, okay?
Thank you so much. You guys, too.
All right,
Mika, you be well. I just did not know that.
Yeah, no idea.